We'll tell you what. Four winners and a best effort in Launceston on Sunday. It wraps up the apprentices title for you. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel extremely happy because I came down to Tassie with a goal to win the premiership, and unfortunately it sort of got handed to me with Ronan being out, and I wish him, you know, a speedy recovery. But it's a great feeling to know that I've achieved the goal that I set for myself in the beginning.
Of course, Ronan is on 33 wins, but he broke his collarbone, the same collarbone he broke a few months ago. It puts him out for another 6 to 8 weeks. But racing is a game of opportunities, and you need to take those opportunities and run with them, and you certainly did in no mean fashion on Sunday. Did you, going into the meeting, did you think you could get four or five winners?
I thought I could get one. I was happy with one, and every win got me closer, and once I got my second win for the day, I thought, oh well, I've got the premiership, so now it's all a breeze, and my, you know, the other two wins just, yeah, I was very happy with each and every one of them.
Well, you know, you get hungry when you want to win the premiership. Is that hunger still there for the last 3 minutes of the season to see if you could just climb up your fourth on the premiership? An opportunity there to get third position would be a pretty big feather in your cap.
Oh, I'll be doing my absolute best to do that.
You've enjoyed riding here since August?
Yes, absolutely. Trainers and owners have been so supportive and so helpful and gave me every opportunity that I can, you know, ask for, and, you know, you take the opportunity when they present themselves.
What made you come down to Tasmania in the first place?
My previous manager, Warren Conroy, which a very big thank you comes out to him, suggested that it would be a good move to get me going, and couldn't be more right than that. And then when I swapped to Matthew Whitaker during the year, he just kept on the good work and, yeah, got me over the line.
Now, you rode a fair bit for Charlie Goggin, and it's not easy to get a lot of rides for the Charlie Goggin stable, but Charlie, Charlie's been a pretty good supporter of you, and it must have been a feather in your cap.
Oh, absolutely. I told him a while ago that I just love riding for him. He always says to me, keep the horse happy. He doesn't give me strict instructions. He just says, I think the horse will run really well for you, and that basically means I reckon you're going to win, yeah. Which is always giving me a lot of confidence. Charlie, I told him a while ago that even when I don't ride in Tassie anymore, I'll come and ride his any day.
Okay. Well, is there a chance that you won't ride in Tassie anymore? A fatal
almost time to start a family.
Are you considering that?
Yeah, but, you know, in a year or two, so see how I go.
Right, well, if you get the success that might come your way, if you keep riding the way you are, you might have to put it on hold. Anyway, well done. Congratulations on four winners. Career best performance, and let's hope it continues for the last three meetings of the season here in Tasmania for the next three Sundays. Well done, Talia.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you so much.